This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I want to get your thoughts on this, Luke. Tyler, I want to get your thoughts on this as well. I'm really intrigued. And the good people on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, 713-572-4610, and the people making fun of me on YouTube and Twitch. I see you, Ivan, because I can't skate. Yeah, I don't know. I'm telling you right now, there was a time I could do it. I could even spin backwards a little bit and roll a little bit when I was skating every week. I ain't put on skates in 15, at least maybe, what am I, 40 now? Oh boy, yeah, every bit of 15, 20 years.
I was a rollerblading son of a bitch, dude.
Yeah,
I was tearing them streets up.
I feel like I fall down a lot if I try to do that. But no, even you all jump in on this. But I want to throw this to you first. So, Luke, the Texans put out on Twitter, I want to get it. I want to make sure I got it in it exactly what they said. So I don't mince any words. It was short but sweet. But they tweeted it out. Our 2025 coaching staff is set. It's set, baby. And I went through.
Let's get it on, baby.
I looked it up and they have added Nick Caley is the new offensive coordinator. Obviously, we know that. Cole Popovich, no relation, is the new offensive line coach and running game coordinator. That is a promotion from assistant offensive line coach. And then they have added somebody else with a hard name. Here, look on this, Tyler. Why don't you try it? What's this fella's name, Tyler? Look up here. I got it in the doc right here. Jerry
Schuplinski.
I was thinking it. Schuplinski.
Almost.
Schuplinski.
There you go.
Schuplinski. Nailed it.
Schuplinski.
Yeah. Little Schuplinski.
Pull that L after that P there.
Them Schuplinskis, you
know. Jerry Schu is going to be a part of the offensive staff as an offensive assistant. That's the extent of the coaching staff changes.
Is that enough?
Especially offensively. Luke, they've added Jerry.
Uh-huh.
Nick Caley is different. Yep. And so on the offensive side of the ball, they only have two new people in the building. Offensive line coaches is the assistant from last year. Running backs coach stays the same. Did a great job. Tight ends coach stays the same. Wide receivers coach stays the same. All of the staff is the same except for those two things. When you hear that and understanding the issues with the offense last year, and it seems like for the most part, except for those two new voices, new faces in the building, one of which is an offensive assistant. Where does that take your mindset in thinking of the adjustments or the moves they've made to last year?
Yeah, I don't like it. I mean, we could get into the whole Bobby Slowick of it all, but just for the 2025 Texans, it's almost like, to me, rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, and Titanic is too strong, but, you know, that's as the expression goes. But I don't like it because you keep too much of what was already there, which you deemed was, you know, disappointment or failure last year. And it reminds me of somewhat of, you know, when the Patriots, which is always connected to this current Texans regime, but when they got rid of Belichick and then just promoted Gerard Mayo, it's like, well, you might as well just kept Belichick, because what are you really changing? He was his right-hand man. He played for him. He was his assistant coach under him. And so here, similarly, where you're keeping the whole staff, you're bringing in the new play caller. We'll see how big of a change that is, but everything else stays the same. And I also don't like, granted, these guys on this staff have connections. Nick Caley has worked with couple of these coaches before, or with Ben McDaniel's brother, and you know, they all have the Patriots connection. But to keep it in Boston, I also don't like, go way back when the Red Sox hired Bobby Valentine, but they kept the rest of the staff from the previous tenure because they said, that was Terry Francona's fault, not the rest of the coaches.
Boston.
And none of them got along with each other because Valentine's like, these aren't my guys. They're loyal to somebody else. And so it's a little different here because some of these coaches have that connection. But I also don't like the idea of keeping a whole staff and then just bringing in the head man's new, and he now has to get along. Instead of bringing in his own guys and starting fresh, he has to just get along with the guys that have been here before.
That is weird, isn't it?
I don't like it. I wouldn't like it if I was Nick. I don't think most teams do that for a reason. And then my last point would be on all this. You mentioned our guy, Szaplinski, and if you look at his resume, you know where he went to school? He went to John Carroll. He coached for the Patriots.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Are you serious,
he
Luke?
He sure did.
JC?
Jerry did?
Yep. And he coached for the Patriots for a number of years.
I knew that.
So, for Bill Belichick, what was the biggest problem? People would always compare Belichick to Saban. And the difference was Saban was able to go outside his circle. He would bring in Lane Kiffin, even though that was so different. Where Belichick would bring back Bill O'Brien and bring back Josh McDaniels three times. And it was in his small circle. And that's my other concern here, where you have Ben McDonald has made it through like three head coaches now and multiple offensive coordinators. And you have all these, the running backs coach has been here for, you know, almost a decade. And you have these coaches that are just, Ben McDonald came in with Nick Caserio. He's been here ever since through multiple changes. I don't like this idea of it's so fraternal. John Carroll, Patriots guys, brother of a Patriots guy. Let's bring all these guys together. I think you do better when you expand outside of your circle, get a little uncomfortable, bring in different viewpoints. And so that's my other concern, is how much are we really changing here when you keep everyone else together?
Obviously, we will see what this means and how they roll. Because, like, and I want to get your thoughts, and I'm seeing some people here on the text line. It's shocking they didn't add any senior advisors. No, they got them. Old Bill Lazor, who interviewed for the job. By the way, man, Nick Caley, man, you got two other dudes on this staff that interviewed for your job that you got.
A little awkward, too.
I just wonder when one of them works directly with C.J. Stroud, the quarterback. Mm-hmm. But they didn't add any senior advisors. Look at teams who are in the Super Bowl or the Final Four. They all have senior advisors. Well, Bill Lazor is their senior advisor, and he is retained, and he has been here. I do want to get your thoughts on this, Tyler. You're just literally the thought of they've really just made, let's just be honest, they made one change.
Mm-hmm.
They've promoted.
At least just one that's worth talking to.
Right. They promoted the offensive line coach, who was the assistant offensive line coach. They fired the first guy, mm-hmm. promoted him. So he was in the building, a part of it last year. They really only, and I like the way you put that, Tyler. Let's be honest. This Jerry is going to be an assistant. He's not, I don't think, and I'm not trying to make fun of Jerry or anything.
No.
But Jerry, I don't know that Jerry is even, I don't think it even has him connected to a position group right now that I've seen. We'll see what he's coached. I think he's an offensive assistant. He did come from the Rams with Sean McVay and the Patriots. But, and Nick knows him. But boy, it is, there. I am a bit hung up on the, Nick comes in. And this, you know, this ain't no deal of like, hey, man, our head coach is the offensive guy. No, you're an offensive guy. You're the guy. You're the guy running the show. And with everything that happened last year, you're not only not bringing in some of the guys that you would handpick, I'm sorry. I just can't believe he would handpick that tight end coach. He's a tight end coach. That's what he did. I just can't believe he would handpick that tight end coach. I think he probably has somebody in mind. But it is clear, Tyler, that this is a Bobby Slowik was the problem.
Yes. More and more every day. And it's so weird.
Many of you texted in and tweeted in and said, well, let's wait and see what the staff looks like. Well, we know what the staff looks like. They
said, anybody else's fingers hurt?
This puppy is set. Now, clearly this is, in their belief, Bobby Slowik was the end-all, be-all problem, and everything would have worked if his ass just was out.
The tyrant.
That Napoleon was out. That's what they've said.
Back's going to hurt. But when you just put landscaping
when
duty.
You hear this, they're pretty much staying set where they were. Where does this take you?
Yeah, I'm a little hung up on it too, man. Just for all the reasons you laid out, it's because everything's compounding when you think about it. It's not only frustration and a desire to improve the lack of productive offense we saw for the Texans last season. Obviously, that is the goal and what fans want, what we all want. But whenever it's compounded with this everyday feeling of it feels like, you know, more distaste while Slowik was here for him by the players, by maybe other coaches. You know, the anonymous quotes that came out this week talking about Slowik and kind of disparaging his name as the OC of the Texans a little bit. When you compound all that together, yeah, it feels like, man, are we sure we made enough changes on the offensive side of the ball in Houston?
I'm with you. I would have, and I think, Luke, you obviously said, I would have expected more changes.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would have expected more changes, and maybe all of these guys that are still here are Nick Caley guys. I don't know. Maybe they are. Someone text in, Luke, what is the new coaching structure? What this new coaching structure tells me is Slowik and CJ had serious issues with one another. Maybe, clearly, no, Slowik had some serious issues with, I would think, a lot of.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, the only real changes you're making is one position and just the offensive coordinator. Like that will be that like that's what I am watching for next, to see how many changes come from up front.
Yeah, it's the same concern with the offensive line coach himself, Cole Popovich, where it's like, oh, the problem there was just this one guy. Let's slide Cole over, and if he has full autonomy, oh, he's going to do wonders. This offensive line is going to be great. But I think it makes it tougher on Nick Caley to come in first-time play caller, and you don't get to choose your own staff. You have to make it work with somebody else. I've been through it before. When a new boss takes over a company, a lot of times they clean house because they want to be in charge of the personnel instead of having to make it work with the previous personnel that led to a change for a reason. So I don't like the idea of a first-time play caller without his own personal staff. And then also, you mentioned Bill Lazor. He's the one veteran on staff. I would have liked to have seen somebody else with even more experience. Lazor doesn't have the best resume of calling plays. I would have liked to have seen, I don't have a name for you, but somebody that could be a little more helpful to a first-time play caller in Nick Caley.
People would say, how about Gary Kubiak?
There you go.
Does he want Does he want to get out and hang around?
Yeah, he's been working like in the Polish Football League, so why not?
Oh, he's still working?
I don't know. Yeah, he's like an advisor for Poland for their football league, which I think is where Jerry Szaplinski got his start. That Polish name.
There it is. Is that Polish?
I assume so. Anything with ski at the end, I just assume. I don't know.
Sounds like a Polish to me.
Sounds like a Polish to me.